Everything's dead quiet in the room. As soon as I turned on the magical beeps of Audio Boo, deathly silence fell upon us. I'm looking at some very executive-style chairs coming away from me, a little bit like a complex domino game that is just about to topple, taking us all to the floor in a crash of embarrassment as our presentations that we're about to do, Chris, fall on deaf ears. Who are you?
I'm Chris Cook, and I'm head of digital at Clarion.
Head of digital at Clarion, and Clarion have got us here today, haven't they?
They have indeed. We're doing hosting a session called Twitter or Twaddle, where we've invited about 50 marketing types to come and have a listen to, you know, the world of social media and what it has to offer brands.
Are we allowed to say exactly who's in the room? Because there's some pretty big names.
We probably are, but I don't know.
I got a list of some of the people that are here today.
I think.
Give us a heads up. Someone's running over now from the. They're all crowding around the coffee pot, all trying to just caffeine themselves to the max.
Oh, we've got people from Starbucks, Travelodge, TK Maxx, Constellation, Gamer Cider, Plum Products, over 48 delegates.
Loads of top names.
Yeah.
And who are you?
I'm Debbie Jackson, head of new business at Clarion.
Another Clarionite. Fantastic. So we've just plugged in, turned on, tuned up. You all ready to go?
I think so. We've just had a quick run through of our presentations and worked out where we're both saying exactly the same thing, so we can kind of minimise on that.
I like the projector switching, but you're a Mac man originally, aren't you? You're on a PC now.
I know. It's the first time I've used a PC for about 8 or 9 years, and I'm not liking it.
Say, for example, some of the people that are in here today that are going to be listening to us catch hold of this media after, when they're leaving and they're now searching for Clarion and searching for bits and bobs on the internet, what would you tell them about why it was important for them to be here today?
I would say that the most important thing they can take away is really that they just got to get involved. They can't afford to ignore it anymore because it's the mainstream. It's no longer new media. Everybody's doing this kind of stuff. And if you ignore it, you're going to lose control of your brand because consumers will say whatever they like about your brand and Google will find that, and then you'll no longer be in control of it. So you really need to start taking control of it now.
That's right. And people seem to think, oh yeah, but I don't know how to get involved because I might make a mistake and blah blah blah. Listen. That's the first thing to do, the first step. Just plug yourself in, have a look at what people are saying about you, and then, you know, you'll suddenly realize that there's conversations going on out there about you, and all you have to do is step forward and go, hi, I'm here, and before you know it, there'll be a lot of impressed people going, oh my God, I can actually talk with the CEO of or with this company here. And I think that's what impressed me initially. The accessibility to big names, the accessibility to big brands, the accessibility to people that normally used to hide behind massive skyscrapers with massive logos and said, look how important we are. It's not about that. People sell to people. People buy from people. When I go to Amazon, for example, I look at the comments first. I want to see what other people have felt about that. And I think this is what we're going to be doing today, is trying to just give a little bit of a hint towards how we all need to be more human about this.
Absolutely, and I think that the other thing to bear in mind is that actually, you know, the great thing about social media is that everybody accepts that we're all humans and it's fine to make mistakes. This is still quite a young area to get involved with, so people are allowed to get involved and make some mistakes, and as long as they hold their hands up and say, yeah, we cocked up there. Let's say fine, and let's move on.
That's right. More kudos to them.
Absolutely.
Cool.
So you learn by experimenting and making some mistakes.
That's, I think, I'm going to do the same as you and have my fourth coffee. Thanks a lot, Chris.
No problem.